KXRN LP.
Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach.
Member supported.
KXFM on 104.7.
KXFMradio.org.
It is straight up at 11 o'clock on a Thursday. Welcome to an absolutely gorgeous day in Laguna Beach. It could not get more perfect. We said so earlier, but it got more perfect. Look who walked in the door.
Cindy Shapa.
Hello, Alyssa.
It is so good to see you. Welcome in today. Yes.
Thank you.
You came to collect something, right?
I did.
Cindy is our recipient of the 2023 Silver Tongue Award for your generosity of time, first of all, for curating such great music and a fantastic hour, but also for sharing your friends and family and neighbors with us.
Well, Ed, it was a surprise to me how well I did, because I've never done anything like this before. Was a little bit nervous going into it, but as it turned out, in the immortal words of Nicholas Shopoff, yeah, that worked out.
Thank you, Nick, for that. I appreciate those immortal words.
Yes.
The importance of her direct contributions to our takeover,
it
Alyssa.
It was absolutely amazing, Cindy. We can't thank you enough for all of the hard work and time you put into it and raising over $12,000 on your own, which
wow.
Is insane. And thank you to everybody who donated. We did raise over $48,000 in total.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
So it was amazing. And it makes me smile. And I'm going to cry because that's how I go. But I get emotional over it. How much this town does work together and reaches out to each other to lend a hand at all costs.
And one of those members of our community is the amazing artist who you see before you at the Silver Tongue Award itself. Heather Reichard is the creator of that piece. What do you think?
I am just blown away. It puts a big smile on my face, and I'd say it's totally appropriate for what you guys are doing here. I just said to Ed, he said, put it on your mantle. I said, I don't have a mantle. And then I was like, maybe I'll put it on the piano. But I think I'm going to go get myself one of those acrylic boxes and just hang this thing on the front of my office wall. So
that is awesome. Yeah.
Great place of honor. Yes.
I think it's way too much fun to keep to myself, and there's a lot more people who come and go in the office. So
that's fantastic. Yeah. Heather works hard on, she's done our last couple of them. And this, even she has told me that she feels this may be her best work for the Silver Tongue Awards.
I love it.
I absolutely
it's so
love it.
Cool.
It's so kitschy. It's really
kitschy.
Yes, cool.
It is very kitschy. And I love the lifeguard tower on the top of it. So it seems so appropriate to the station. She nailed it.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, yeah, she did. And if you want to see it, you want to see Cindy with it, it'll be up on our social media pages.
Yeah,
right?
We'll be posting it on KXFM Radio. Just give me a few to get it up there. Right. We're kind of busy right now.
We're giving you a little time right now. Cindy, who are you going to thank for this?
Well, I want to thank over a dozen individuals who actually called in and or went online and supported me. Thank you so much, guys. I mentioned most of you on air on that day. The couple that I did not is Liam Poe and Deborah Drucker, dear friends of mine. And thank you again, guys, for not only listening, but also for donating. But who I really have to thank is the William, Jeff, and Jennifer Gross Foundation. They were very generous to call in and give their donation during my show. However, I did want to talk about a little bit about who they are. Their mission is to support organizations that have a direct impact on the people and the communities in which they serve, whether locally in California or around the world in developing nations. The Gross Foundation has three primary areas they focus on: humanitarian efforts, education, and healthcare. They voted to support KXFN. It's KXFM, excuse me.
No, you said it right the first time.
The end of the last year, and gave the donation during the takeover. Mark Porterfield, the administrator and the facilitator for the foundation. Giving is a local resident and a very dear friend of mine. And even though I know that you guys decided to give the money before it was my show, mm-hmm. I can't tell you how much I'm honored that you gave it during my show. So thank you to Bill Gross and his kids. Thank you to Mark Porterfield and his husband, Steve. And thank you to every single other person who not only listened, but actually gave. And so that's still a possibility.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that Ed is going to tell you about it. But the radio station needs money. There's something about that 7 days a week, 365 days a year that just, you know, drains the bank account. So I'm sure that Ed will tell you how you can give again. But for my part, not only was this really fun, I am just overwhelmed by the generosity of my friends and the foundation.
And we're overwhelmed by your generosity, because not even, and I should mention to our audience, it's not just the radio station that you give back to. You're really modest about your philanthropic endeavors, and you are quite the giver everywhere. We are just really fortunate that you happen to be here and loving this radio station. So we feel the good fortune of your generosity.
Thank you, Ed.
Thank you. And if you haven't yet given to the radio station, go to kxfmradio.org. You can donate that way.
There is a donation button, but you can also become a member.
Yes.
So member packages are really cool. We're in the process of looking and revamping as we speak, but there's all different levels, which you can make a monthly donation, an annual donation, a one-time donation. We make it pretty easy. There's a lot of different ways.
Yeah, we do.
Yes, they do, because I have been a monthly donor for more than 2 years and possibly 4 years. But as I told you at the last show, I'm getting a little old. I can't remember. And so, but a longtime supporter and will continue that journey.
And we're honored to have you as a supporter. And I could not be happier to one day walk into your office, one day soon, and see that behind some acrylic glass or in an acrylic box up in your office. My thanks again to Heather Reichert for designing such a magnificent and creative work of art, for such a magnificent and creative work of art that we have. Cindy Shopoff.
Thank you, Ed.
Well, thank you so much. Alyssa, anything else?
Thank you for everything you did for us for this takeover, and to everybody else out there who has donated or maybe is even interested in hosting your own takeover next time.
Yeah.
The easiest way to do that is to reach out to me, because that's how we do it.
All
so
right.
Reach out to Alyssa at kxfmradio.org. That's my email. And I'll add you to the list for the email blast when we get ready for our next time around.
Fantastic. Thank you, Alyssa. Thank you, Cindy.
Thank you, Ed.
And it was a pleasure having you here for the takeover. A bigger pleasure right now to watch your face as you received this award and the love that you're showing for it and the artist. Thank you again very much.
You bet.
Remember, if you want to see it, you can catch it on our social media, Instagram page, Facebook page, a little bit later on today. Alyssa's on her way to do it now.